one with him, we are all one. We're one in him, but we're one in each other. This morning's text that I'd like to speak on is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And as you're turning there, we know that Paul visited Corinth on his second missionary journey after ministering at Athens and before arriving in Ephesus. And one could say that the Corinthian church that had been established there was, well, it was plagued. It was infected by a lot of fleshly viruses, if you want to call them that. For example, they had somehow adopted wrong concepts about Christian things like baptism and maturity, church discipline, Christian justice, marriage, Christian liberty, personal appearance, communion, tongues, resurrection, and so on and so on. So Paul, when he got to Corinth, it is estimated that he abided there about 18 months because he had to teach them all the things that they had brought into the church that were wrong. And one of those was an attitude of being judgmental toward other members of the body of Christ. We just sang that we're one. But somehow, you know, that's how the enemy works. You know, by nature, we're all different. I mean, you look around, look in our meeting. I mean, I'm not. But do we look in any way the same on the outside? I mean, we are about as diverse a group of people as you could imagine. So what would cause us to ever fellowship with one another in the natural? Probably not much. But because of our mutual love for Jesus, we're drawn to each other, aren't we? We have one thing in common. And that's our love for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his love for us. We are one in Christ. Our love for Jesus is our common bond, isn't it? Isn't that the one thing that we all have in common? And therefore we love one another in spite of our differences. So if you're over there in 1 Corinthians in the 12th chapter, let's start reading in verse 12. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been made all to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not the body of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, but it is therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them in the body, as it hath pleased him. You know, sometimes we do disagree with one another. And not just about natural things. Sometimes we disagree with each other on the spiritual things. Why would we think this is not common? So if we disagree as pertaining to Scripture, we're not to judge one another or to try and force our understanding on someone else. Rather, the Scripture encourages us to reason together in meekness and in the spirit of love and search the Scriptures together. That's a beautiful thing. God tells us in his word that those who are spiritual are to restore one in the spirit of brotherly love. Now, do we claim to be spiritual? Yeah, we claim it. But do we act otherwise sometimes? Yeah, I think we do. You know, God knew that we would not agree on a lot of different things. He made each and every one of you. Made me. Made you. He knows you better than you know yourself. And so it should not be surprising that he provides us with a remedy. He always provides us with a remedy. Turn over to Colossians 3 in chapter 3, starting in verse 12. I love this portion of scripture. There's a lot I love about so much. But in this particular application, Paul wrote, "Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things put on charity, which is love, which is the bond of perfectness." Yes, we are to stand in defense of the gospel of Jesus Christ and of every word that's in his word. We're all in the same constant state of learning, of growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as we run our individual race courses. I pray that we always have the Spirit to reason together in a common love that we share, which is we're all in the body of Christ. Sometimes we're going to disagree on things. But as we reason together, as we study together, as we grow together, that bond of perfectness, which we all desire, will grow even stronger. It will. You know, I started thinking about just a few things I've learned, all by God's grace. I hope I have learned to be quick to listen and slow to speak. Don't ever think that you know it all. There's always more to learn. Brother Hill would say, "Never, son, never stop learning." He also said, "Don't ever think yourself so spiritual that Satan will not lie to you, because he will." Love one another as Christ so loved the church and gave himself for it. Restore one another in godly love. Be quick to forgive one another as you have been forgiven. Don't judge. Don't judge. Don't be afraid to say, "I'm sorry." In so doing, will the law of love shall be fulfilled, and the peace of God will reign in your heart. And you know, it'll reign in your brother's heart too. People will know that we love each other by our testimony, by how we love one another. Don't let the enemy have a foothold. You know, these are tempestuous times. You know, the Lord is on the wing. Where do we want to be found when he calls us? Where do we want to be found? Like this? Fighting one another? Or like this? We are all one with Christ. We are one with each other. And yeah, we're different. But that's the way God made it. I think by all the differences that we have on the outside, in the natural, you know, that's part of overcoming, isn't it? Overcoming this fleshly body and all the things the world would have us get entangled with. Isn't that part of overcoming? one with Christ, one with each other, in the fellowship and the unity of the Spirit. I really believe with all my heart, and I think you do too, that the Lord could come at any moment. I want to be found in Him. Just in Him. Don't you? I know you do. That's a rhetorical question. Of course you do. Well, God bless you this morning. I hope this has been a blessing and an encouragement. Love one another. Study together that bond of perfectness. It is wonderful. Praise God.